We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Article 1 establishes the Congress. It might seem simple, but there's guidelines beyond this. So follow along, y'all. We in for the long haul as I relate the details of congressional protocol. The House of Representatives, yo, it's mad large! 35 representatives in all. They serve for 2 years, bigger states get more. But you can't be a congressman if you're only 24. Now in the upper house of Congress, the one called the Senate, there's 100 senators under the vice president. Two from every state with a 6-year limit. But you gotta be 30 or else you can't be in it. The rest of the article sets some more rules, talks about the powers and the limits too. But we got 6 more articles left to go. So if you enjoy and join in and check the flow.
What does the Constitution do? What does the Constitution say? Now listen up and I'll tell you about the Constitution.
Article 2 sets forth the executive branch. You got president, vice president, and all that. The president has gotta be American born, 35 years of age or more. The rest of the article says what being president's about, his powers, his duties, and how we can kick him out. He's commander-in-chief of all the military. But let's get to Article 3 about the judiciary. It sets up the court supreme, with justices regarded in the highest esteem. They serve for life during all 4 seasons. And Article 3, it also defines treason. Now we got 3 articles we almost have done, so let's review. We first had Article 1 about the legislative branch. Executive was 2, judicial was 3. Now you good? Let's continue.
What does the Constitution do?
Read the
what
people.
Does the Constitution say?
Read the
now
people.
Listen up and I'll tell you
read the
about
people.
The Constitution.
Next we got Article 4. It mandates that the laws of one state are honored by the other states. It also promises full protections against invasions or insurrections. Article 5 describes how we can amend it. 2/3 of each house must recommend it. Then 3/4 of the states gotta approve. See, changing up the Constitution's not an easy move. Article 6 says this document's the law of the land, and officials of the government must raise their hands and swear an oath to uphold it in every situation, and also swear allegiance to the U.S. nation. Article 7, there's not much to it. Says if 9 of the colonies approve, then we can use it. Now every single one of them said it was okay, so the Constitution survives into the present day. Now we've gone through the Articles 1 through 7. We went kinda fast, so if you have any questions, go back to the top, even make your own edits a couple of times through. I know you're gonna get it.
What does the Constitution do?
Read the
what
people.
Does the Constitution say?
Read the
now
people.
Listen up and I'll tell you
read the
about
people.
The Constitution.
Read the
what
people.
Does the Constitution do?
Read the
what
people.
Does the Constitution say?
Read the
now
people.
Listen up and I'll tell you